Oh, hello. Yes, you're joining us now for the rehearsal of the Late Late Toy Show. Just a couple of hours to go. We just rehearsed the Billy Barry kids. They're amazing. Did you know those guys have been compensating for their parents' failed ambitions since 1952? How great. I'm surrounded by these toys, these beautiful toys. Let's have a look at some of them from the RTE Christmas range here. First of all, we have My First Miriam. Oh, isn't she so cute? And we just pull that cord there. What does she say? What does she say?
You are so brave.
Oh.
Genuinely.
Oh, there's a sad setting here too.
That must have been a really difficult moment. Did you ever break down and cry?
Look,
I should be hosting this show.
She just won't shut up.
I'm the busiest doll in the world.
Yeah, really. Okay, let's just put her over there. Now, in the same range, we have a Derek Mooney doll. Look at that. He looks so miserable. Just pull the cord. And let's see what he says.
Archie's making all the money from this. I don't get paid a penny.
And there's more. What does this button do?
On today's show, we'll be talking to Crystal Swing.
Oh, it's just...
So, Brenda, tell us more about ABBA.
Won't stop. Okay, now we just switch him off.
Bye!
Great. And the good news, there's one of those for everyone in the audience. No, I'm not just joking. Okay, here. Oh, yeah, this is really good. This is the Marion Finucane doll. And this is, you're supposed to be able to learn with the interactive Marion Finucane doll. Here we go.
So explain that to me now.
Oh, no, don't explain it. Just tell me the answers.
But why?
Oh, God, just give me some facts. Let's try one more time.
Well, I'm sure all sorts of people will have all sorts of opinions on that, but I have to go to a break.
Oh, dear, but you can actually care for her like a real person. There's a setting, yeah. That's the one. Oh, wonderful. That's the Marion Finucane doll. It's in all shops now. Guaranteed to keep you entertained for 4 hours a week at price at just €295,000. That's massively reduced from last year, by the way.
Time for another holiday.
Okay, that's it. Join us for the Late Late Toy Show, 9:30 tonight on RTE1, where even though we've been rehearsing this for over 40 years, nothing will work and the children won't do what they're told. And the audience will kill each other just for free, crappy toys. Oh, I can't wait. 6 hours of it. See you later.
Ken, what fabulous underwear you have on.
Well, thank you, Barbie.
Hello.
Yes, sexy little...
Hello.
Who goes there? Who is it?
It's only me, Ender. Don't be scared.
Bruton?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yes.
My word, Richard, you look starved. Did the handlers hide you down here too?
They did, yes.
What was it this time?
570 jobs.
Oh, God.
In swords.
Oh, well, at least they're close to the airport so they can get out quick.
Look, I suppose you were just trying to punish me by making me the Minister for Jobs in the middle of a recession.
Punish you?
Because of that heave, you gave me a poisoned chalice.
Oh, that was nothing to do with me, Richard.
No.
Sure, I didn't even know you're the Minister for Jobs. I don't think anyone knows.
Poor little Richard. So bony, so dwayne.
Someone else down here. What is that?
Don't be silly.
There it goes again.
Is it?
Jesus.
I thought it was just those voices again. What? They come and go, Richard.
How long have you been down here, Taoiseach?
Oh, since the election, I suppose.
Well, how do you pass the time?
It's my magic bell.
Wait.
Doesn't it sound so pretty?
Magic?
Yeah, watch me. Ring, 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 ring. Oh. Hello, Nasdaq. Economy fixed. Hooray!
I really need to get out of here. How do we get out? Jesus! There's somebody else down here.
That's Phil Hogan. He comes down here for a rest in between cock-ups.
Oh. Kevin, I can't believe these newspaper reports.
I know, I heard.
They say you have quote-unquote undue influence on me.
That's a terrible calumny, sir. Terrible altogether.
Imagine that. Huh? Me, a president, a head of state, being influenced by a former supermarket clerk. No offence, Kevin.
None taken, sure. I'm your loyal serf, Mr. President.
And because of one's affection for underlings like you, Kevin, Ireland's greatest poet has penned a poem in your honour.
Oh, what a treat.
My friend, my muse, my executive assistant, they will never break us, for we are resistant.
Beautiful.
Thanks to you, one's spirit flies. The haters will never cramp our styles.
Beautiful, sir, beautiful. Now, here's your tea.
Wait, I asked for coffee.
I know, but I decided it was too much caffeine in coffee.
Oh.
You know, you get so agitated, it'd be better if you drank tea for a change. There you go, Mr. President.
Right, but Where's the sugar?
Well, these are artificial sweeteners. I just thought you had to look at your sugar levels, that's all.
Thank you, Kevin. You mind me so well. Anyway, this allegation of undue influence, I'm going to issue a detailed press release refuting it completely. It'll be a very flowery...
No, you mustn't, Mr. President.
No. What do you mean, no?
Yours is not to ask why, it's for your own good.
Oh, yes, I suppose you're quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and look at this allegation that you are restricting access to me. Have these journalists no decorum?
I would never let anyone who thought that have access to you, Mr. President. Hello, Orison. Out to Ron. Tell them the President is not available. Oh, some people.
Who was that? Was that the embassy?
Hmm?
Or perhaps a gallery? I need to...
Don't you trouble yourself about it. Some people think they can waltz in here. Well, not while I'm around.
Ugh. You are ever so diligent, Kevin.
And don't worry about what those nasty people in the media think about you. I'll take care of everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, you will.
I will take care of everything.
What?
Now, I'll run your bath, shall I?
Oh, yes. Goody, goody. And can we use the Imperial Leather Bath Salts? Oh, I love the regal odour it perfumes me with.
This winter... A tale of horror to rival Stephen King, as foretold in the Book of Revelations.
Brendan, be straight with me. What's the number?
Let him who hath understanding calculate the number of the beast.
The beast?
The HSE.
Oh.
For it is the number of a beast, and it must be cut by the number 666 million.
One man struck with a curse that had haunted those who had gone before him.
Harney, Cowan, Martin, Noonan, O'Hanlon, all dead.
I don't rule it out.
Huh?
The dead can rise again.
No.
The greatest trick the devil ever played going forward was to convince the world that he was never Minister for Health.
No.
A journey through hell leading to a chamber of horrors.
You're telling me you've been lying in a hospital trolley since Easter? 1916, my mother of God's
sake. The obesity epidemic is getting out of control.
Certainly,
and the Minister
the PPAR's mess up was certainly the blame of the HSE, and had nothing got to do with me or the government indeed. Brendan, Professor Brendan Drummond.
For God's sake, this place is like Angola. Look at the state of the health insurance premiums. I don't know how that can be like.
Deeply regret the hepatitis C situation. And, of course, the obstetrician scandal.
Children's Hospital. I can't build a children's hospital. I've no money. I have to cut it by six million.
In health, nobody can hear you scream.
To hell or to bow, breaking.
The HSE. Out now on Blu-ray, but it takes 16 hours to load. Buy it now, if you've any money left after paying your health insurance premiums.
Hey, you!
What on earth?
Minister, I'm terribly sorry. He just barged through.
I deserve to be heard
okay,
here.
Okay, it's quite all right, Roderick. I'll see Mr. Ogle now.
Very good, sir.
Brendan, it's good to see you.
Don't you, Brendan, me. This is serious, so it is. Country's going to be plunged into pure darkness unless you...
We're working on the ESP pension problem as intensely as possible, and I can assure...
Pension be out. This is far more serious than that. I can tell you that our members are not put up with this disgraceful treatment.
What?
This worsening of conditions, this attempt to oppose change without consultation...
I'm afraid you've lost me, Brendan.
You couldn't even bother, could you? You don't even know what's going on, so you don't.
What? Have they cut your wages? Have they abolished overtime? Have they abolished...
They've abolished three-play Andrex toilet rolls from our jacks. That's what they've abolished.
What?
We are expected to use that cheap stuff from you-know-where, and we're not going to. I can tell you that much.
Hang on.
My members' arses are just as important as your arse, and we're not using that stuff because it's rough.
Toilet paper. You're going to plunge the country to darkness, close industry, destroy retail, disappoint children, freeze pensioners, and cause more misery because of toilet paper.
It's not just toilet paper. What do you think we are?
Well,
we wouldn't do that just over toilet paper, no. There used to be chocolate Mikado in the canteen, and now it's just those cheap copies you get in. Well, we're not putting up with it no more.
I'm not entertaining this anymore.
All right, that's it. Walk away. Don't even listen to us.
I'm going to the lavatory, and would you mind doing one thing when you're leaving? Turn off the light. I have an idea might do that very well indeed. Good day.
Ugh. I lay odds he's got 4-play quilted toilet rolls, so he does. It's a disgrace.
Chaps, it's bad news, I'm afraid. The damn frogs are sticking with the Heineken Cup next season.
Oh, drat, fractious French or what?
Pure solanimous frogs, not the first time they've surrendered.
So it would be the Paddies, The jocks, the taffs, the ITs, and the frogs.
And what about us? We invented the game and now the peasants are taking over. Yeah. It's vile.
Yeah. Well, we will have our own cup and far superior two chefs.
But will we get the crowds?
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Bloody good point.
Will we get a decent television deal?
It's not good, is it?
Bastards.
Wait, chaps. Yeah. There is one good bit of news here.
You don't say. What is it?
Do spit it out, dear fellow.
Yeah. If it's only us, well, there's a good chance an English club might win it.
Jolly good chance.
Oh, marvellous!
Oh, you've
done it,
Charles! Yeah! Tonight on The Works with me, John Kelly. I'll talk to you two about their new single dedicated to Nelson Mandela and what life has been like since Paul McGuinness left his job as manager.
We miss Paul, especially at a time like this. I mean, we wrote that Mandela song. We thought the timing would give us a Christmas number one spot, but now we're going to lose out to bloody X Factor or Fairy Tale of New York again, unless Mandela does his decent thing. Isn't that right, Adam?
Absolutely. So unprofessional, you know.
Yeah, you might just pick a date and stick with it, Nelson, you know?
As it's Thanksgiving, we give thanks to Bruce Springsteen, who's making his 350th studio album and touring Ireland yet again with his six-hour show in 2014. Singing songs about cars, girls, industrial breakdown, and starting every song by counting to four, even if he's doing a waltz.
1, 2, 3, 4, down at the Red Rose Cafe.
We talk to Jedward about their difficult third panto, Jack and the Beanstalk, and ask if their creative arc will ever mimic that of Bowie and the Beatles.
Wait, what? Who are the Beatles again?
I don't know. It's like those things we'd be eating on.
Oh, yeah. I'm a celebrity.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Totally.
Next summer. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to totally rock.
Peace out. Yeah.
Also in The Works, we ask Michael Noonan where he's getting the money to make Limerick City of Culture.
Well, I told Merkel to sell one of those paintings they found in Munich worth a billion. And we raised a grand from that Hitler watercolour we sold in Kilkenny, so it's flying so far.
Finally, Mick Jagger is to become a great-grandfather, one of the only good things he's done since exile on Main Street. That's The Works tonight at 3 a.m. on the UPC Information Channel, because you prefer watching yesteryear's celebrities eat insects, you swines. A tutelaire, mes chers amis, or whatever's left of you.
After the break, the Labour Party conference, in which we're so desperate to get above 6%, we've gone all the way to Kerry. Ah!
Callan's Cakes!
You can listen back to this episode on the RT Radio Player. Thank God the HSE doesn't have a player. No one would want to relive those nightmares.
RTE Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening, John. An Irish person claiming to be held captive by a mysterious cult for the past 30 years has spoken about his ordeal. This report from Kieran Mullooly.
The cult, known only as the ESB, held him captive for the last 30 years, forcing him to work in appalling conditions of about €75,000 per annum. If you include pensions, the man also claimed that he was given only 5 weeks' paid leave a year and that conditions had worsened, forcing him to produce a doctor's certificate if he needed to throw a sickie. The cult also forced its captives to pay 45% of their electricity bills after they received a meagre 55% discount. A spokesman for the anti-slavery organisation, Mr. Brendan Ogle, said it was one of the worst cases of indentured servitude he has ever witnessed, and vowed that his organisation would pull the plug on this kind of activity.
Gardaí have smashed a deer gang they believe to be responsible for poaching up to 200 deer. The successful exercise was codenamed Operation Bambi. It's now intended to follow up the success with Operation Roadrunner to clamp down on speeding drivers. The Minister for Health, meanwhile, is to launch Operation Peppa Pig, and Operation SpongeBob SquarePants will take over the Taoiseach's department and do absolutely nothing. Finally, the government has revealed that it's abolished the bereavement grant because it was being abused. A spokesman said they had written to all the people who had claimed the grant, asking them to prove they were dead, and had not received one reply.
Could I remind Labour delegates to queue up for the lunch on the right-hand side? Those on the left will get nothing. Nothing!
Ah, Joan. Lovely to see you here.
Glad you could make the conference, Eamon. Just a quick trip home for you. A kind of state visit to Ireland.
You're a gas woman, Joan. Still chopping away at social welfare, eh? Huh? Good job our thinking didn't clash with Fine Gael's. Wouldn't be easy for you to be in two places at once.
Very funny, Eamon. I suppose if I wasn't two places at once, at least they'd be in Ireland.
Indeed. Most likely in Vincent Brown, Drive Time, George Hook and anywhere else that would allow you to talk and talk and talk and talk.
You have me in stitches, Eamon. Well, I'm a bit busy for chit-chat. Have to solve all the problems in the Department of Social Protection, looking after the most vulnerable in society.
Looking after journalists, more like.
Well, I suppose you're off to solve the crisis in Syria and North Korea, the tension between China and Japan, and Iran's nuclear deal. What would the world do without you, Eamon?
Oh, you're quite the card, Joan. Quite the card.
Sketch! It's David Davenpower!
Excuse me, quick word for RT. Just a soundbite for the news.
Certainly, David.
Honestly, there are constant stories about disunity in the Labour Party and rivalry between you and Joan Verton.
Nonsense. We've never been closer. We're a team.
I couldn't have put it better myself. We work very, very well together and Eamon is my total support.
And she mine.
All right, thanks for that. See you, bye.
See you later, Eamon. Woolly-headed halfwit.
Looking forward to it, Joan. Media whoring witch.
We at the Central Remediate Clinic need your help in raising much-needed funds from the bottom up to top up our executives' pay. Santa Bear says €107,000 a year isn't enough for our executives, so we topped ours up with €136,000 extra. Don't be silly. Santa Bear isn't taking the money from the taxpayer. No, he gets it from the lovely donations from the generous people. Whoops! Santa Bear's had to let some people lose their jobs and slash services for the sick children. But don't worry, five of our CRC executives are still getting the lovely top-ups. And because Santa Bear is fair, we'll keep giving them until they retire. The Central Remedial Clinic. Show you care, buy a bear. Hooray for Santa Bear!
Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Ah, Leo, there you are.
Just bringing you your lunch, Tisha.
Oh, I'm too overwrought to eat, Leo. Have you not heard the terrible news?
Oh, well, I hear terrible news every day. What specifically?
About those poor women in London who are kept captive for years.
How did you hear about that?
Through my glass. The porters outside were talking about it.
Right. I thought I'd eliminated that problem.
Slavery, they're calling it. But incidentally, Leo, I finished polishing your shoes. You can see your face in them now, like you told me.
Oh.
Actually, I did such a good job that last night I saw Count Shatter's face in them.
What?
And he wasn't even here.
Yes, well, the Lambeth case is obviously a very unique situation.
Invisible handcuffs, I believe.
Yeah.
Though I can't imagine how anyone could think they were wearing handcuffs when they actually aren't. You'll have to cut that hang sandwich for me, by the way. I'd open my tin of lilt. I can't manage it myself with these on.
I'll just get the...
And worst of all, one of the poor craters is Irish.
Hmm?
The offspring of quite a famous man, I believe. A clever man who served his country well.
Right.
Though I don't think the child could be that clever. Imagine being held captive for so long and doing nothing.
I can't imagine that at all, Taoiseach.
No, neither can I. Now, can you just push that plate over to me as well? I can't see it at all in the dark.
There you go. Listen, I'll be back for supper, Taoiseach. Enjoy.
Goodbye, Leo. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Miriam. Thanks for donating all your old clothes.
No problem. If it's good enough for the Beckhams. Gosh, you must have opened very early. I mean, it's only 9:30 now.
No?
Why'd you ask? Well, the queues have all gone.
Queues?
For the clothes. My clothes. I got them at modest prices, but I made them iconic. Anyway, I'd say you sold them for a fair bit. That little blue number I wore when I interviewed Paul O'Connell flew, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that it? They're all scrunched up in the wastebasket.
Ah, yeah. You see, it kind of ripped when someone tried it on.
Oh, that's so tragic. But I'd say you got a good price for the red one with the low top. I know Martin McGuinness loved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did sell that.
Who bought it? Vogue Williams? Rosanna Davison?
Fidel Mahaley-Ray.
Well, I don't see the rest of the stuff. It obviously sold quickly.
Well, it did.
Sorry to interrupt you. Just popped in to say thanks. Look, I know those old clothes you gave us were a bit dated, but believe me, they'll be more than appreciated in Biafra. See you now.
Oh, Miriam, Miriam, are you all right? My clothes, gone to Africa. I'm so upset.
No. Your clothes didn't go to Africa.
Oh, thank God for that. So where are they?
Brendan O'Carroll bought the lot for his new film.
Oh!
Miriam, are you all right?
Hello there, good afternoon my people. Joe Duffy here. Please buy the Live Lion calendar this Christmas in aid of the old jokes home. Because you know old jokes never die. They just end up in Doc Savage's Funny Friday routine. The Live Lion calendar is all your favourite days from Live Lion's week. There's Moany Monday, Terrible, Terrible Tuesday, Whinging, Whining Wednesday, Torture Thursday, go on. And of course, Funny Friday, the saddest day of all. Everyone's in the Live Lion calendar. Doc, Seal, Brush, the listener from Clontarf, from myself, St. Joe of the Airwaves. So put your hand in your pockets and give an old joke a home. Go on, it's only a fiver. God bless you all. Thank God. Take care. All the best. All right, bye. Back after this. Well, you might have heard rumours that there was some match-fixing in Irish soccer following the arrest of members of a betting syndicate in England. I have Giovanni Trapattoni in the line. Giovanni, rumours of match-fixing?
No, Sean. No match-fixing when I in charge, yeah.
But there were some strange results. Beaten by Australia, stuffed by Uruguay, beaten at home by Armenia.
Nah.
Then there was Euro 2012 and the home trouncing by Germany.
It was, no match-fixing. No.
So what could possibly have been the explanation, Trap?
You Irish have the word for it. Your football team is shite.
Ah, well, that makes perfect sense. Thanks for that.
Gigi, grazie, ciao.
Live!
All right, are we on? All right.
Yeah, go for it.
How are you? Welcome to Limerick, the city of culture with me, Willie O'Dea. Sure, Welch, boy, the kid. They said it couldn't be done. They said Limerick didn't have the culture. Well, follow me on this walkabout and I'll fucking show you. Ah, yes. Limerick, the city of all major cultures. Gang culture, drug culture, and last but not least, gun culture. Check this out. You see, when one of our lads says he's going down to the shops on a Magnum, it's not an ice cream he's buying. No, Limerick deserves to be the capital of culture in 2014. And do you know why? Because we have a minister, that's why. Oh yeah, Baldy has it sorted. And the culture of cronyism is only throbbing in Limerick in 2014. Sure, isn't the CEO of this city of culture after being appointed without even advertising the job? Never mind the capital of culture. It is the culture of capital that matters. Between myself, Noonan and Pat Cox, all loyal sons, we've got our well stitched up. Limerick may be a lady, but she wouldn't have any culture at all without a little Willie Mickey or Cox. Oh, up your boy!
Ah, welcome to Downing Street, Mr. Salmond, and welcome to you too, Sir Sean.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister
Shashanok. Now, gentlemen, I know you're holding this referendum, but to be quite honest, I think it's a frightful idea. I can't think of a single reason why you would want independence from the rest of Britain.
Well, the freedom to run our own affairs, determine our own taxes, run our own education and health policies. What else, Sean?
To get rid of your foul nuclear weapons and your army of occupation.
That's right.
Be free at last from the iron fist of the Shashanok.
Totally.
And to be as proud as we were after Bannockburn.
Yeah, exactly. So can you give us one reason, Mr. Prime Minister, why independence from Britain is not a good idea?
Well, look at Ireland.
Oh,
right.
I got him there, yeah.
Well, he has a point.
Fair juice to him.
As the song says, we'll think again.
We'll come back to you, Prime Minister.
We'll see you later.
Well, welcome back. Rory McIlroy has been talking this week about the stress he suffered in 2013, which has left him without a win all year. Rory is with me on the line now. And tell us, Rory.
Hi.
What's causing this stress?
Well, I get very little sleep, Daz. You know, extremely little.
Yeah. Worry and anxiety, I suppose.
Well, in a way, you know, I want to be the world's number one.
And you've currently slipped to sixth.
Sixth? I wish. I'm way down at number 21.
I'm just looking at the golf rankings here. And it says you're sixth, Rory.
Golf rankings, flat. I'm talking about the richest sportsman in the world. I'm only 21st.
Right. So that stresses you out, is it?
Well, I'm going over and over and in my head all the time, you know, at home on the course. I'm doing the figures. I only made 30 million last season. Tiger made twice that. I'm only worth a couple of hundred million overall. You know, it's really pathetic.
And that's what keeps you awake at night?
Oh, God, no. It's Caroline keeps me awake at night. You know, bless her soul.
Ooh. And finally, Rory, have you decided who you're going to represent in the Olympics come 2026? Right, we seem to have lost Rory.
Let's get ready for the toy show. Tonight's theme is Mary Poppins, because nothing encapsulates modern Ireland quite like a flying nanny with excess baggage coming to work for a banker's children. She forces medicine on them with far too much sugar, and the banker turns out nice in the end. So get out of here while you still can, on an umbrella if necessary, or else you will end up cleaning chimneys for a living. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though a million's watching, the show will be quite atrocious. Oh, yeah.